And of course, we're reporting today on the migrant crisis in Europe. But right now, we want to look at it through a social media prism. Countries are split over how or whether to accept the refugees. But today, Ireland agreed to take 1,800, and British Prime Minister David Cameron agreed to accept thousands. Now, he was called out in an article in the Independent newspaper early in the week. It included those devastating Reuters photos of the toddler Aylin Kurdi washed up on a beach in Turkey after he, his brother, and mother drowned. The paper said they made the decision to print the photos because leaders like Cameron were demonizing the migrants. The paper wanted to humanize them. What's been the impact? Femi Oke hosts the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, so actually this is a story of old media, a newspaper and social media. We tweeted that article out when it first came out, and it was astonishing to see it take off. What have you seen?
One of the reasons I think this has happened is because the director for Human Rights Watch actually wrestled with, should I tweet this out? Should I not share it? He shared it. Within a matter of hours, more than 2,000 people had shared it, and then it went on and on and on. Not only did he share it, he also published a blog post saying that some people say this picture is too offensive to share online or print in our newspapers, but what I find offensive is that drowned children are washing up on our shorelines. So there's some very active campaigning going on, some activism going on behind this one picture of this little boy, Aylin Kurdi.
Yeah. Well, Prime Minister David Cameron just on Wednesday said the answer wasn't to take more refugees. Britain had accepted just 216 Syrian refugees under a UN plan. And then there were around 5,000 that came to Britain, you know, legally and applied for asylum on their own. But just on Wednesday, he said more refugees isn't the answer. He called them a swarm that were coming into the continent. But then today he has reversed position. I mean, I think it's pretty fair to say that this picture galvanized action.
It's had a huge impact. Let me tell you, in Turkey, they were talking about humanity washed ashore, drowned Syrian boy, and also his name, Aylin Kurdi. People are really connecting with this little boy, and the images that are coming out, not just of the picture, but of cartoons and memes as well, resonating all around the world, particularly in the Arab world as well. There's a bigger story, and I think that's one we're missing, and probably because we're not speaking Arabic in the Western world, and that is Arabic countries in the Arab world are saying, we should be ashamed. Syrians who are Arabs are going to the West. Why are we not helping more? A couple of big trending hashtags in the Arab world. Hashtag Arab conscience. Hashtag there is a popular demand to let in the refugees. And in Saudi Arabia as well, they're campaigning against their own government to say Syrian refugees have a place in the Gulf. This is huge. This is a really big deal that citizens of these countries are saying, we are Arabs. We need to help our fellow Arabs.
This is so fascinating. Saudi Arabia has not taken one refugee. And we know there's the Sunni Shia divide. The government in Saudi Arabia, Sunni, Assad's government in Syria, Shia. It sounds as if the people are rising above that.
And social media is a really good place to do that, to have your voice, to campaign, to be activists in a fairly safe platform, and for the governments of these countries to understand that their citizens are not okay watching fellow Arabs die or just fellow human beings die.
Well, just talk briefly. There's so much else going on. This has prompted Facebook pages. One in Iceland, a popular author there, has a Facebook page to try to get housing for refugees and writes, refugees are our future spouses, best friends, the drummer in our children's band, our next colleague, Miss Iceland 2022, the carpenter who finally fixes our bathroom. What's happening, just very briefly, on Facebook pages as people try to find housing for these people?
So, well, the Iceland Facebook campaign, people in Iceland are even saying, come stay with me. We've got a place for you. Another really interesting campaign was Amnesty International. They had a very simple infographic, and it said at the top of the infographic, refugees per thousand of inhabitants. And so at the top was Sweden, at the bottom was New Zealand. And then New Zealanders were saying, we need to double our quota. So they are campaigning against their government to say, we need to take in refugees. And let me leave you with an image here. I thought the image of the week from the refugee crisis would be a man and his daughter, Abdul and Reem. Abdul was seen walking around Beirut. He's a Syrian refugee with his little daughter sleeping over his shoulder, holding a fistful of pens. And he was trying to keep himself and his daughter alive to stop them starving, selling pens on the streets of Beirut. That photograph went viral. And so far, people in an Indigo campaign, a crowdsourcing campaign, have raised $80,000 for this man and his daughter. He's going to share it amongst his fellow Syrian refugees who are around his neighbourhood in Beirut. I thought that was going to be the viral picture of the week, but it actually is of a little toddler called Alan Kurdi who died on a beach in Turkey.
There's still so many practical questions, what to do with hundreds of thousands of people, but maybe that legacy of that photograph will be some solace to his devastated surviving father. That's Femi Okay. She hosts The Stream, a social media news show on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.
But now that I think of it, probably not.